The Olympic venues are a striking presence on the shoreline of Sochi. The $51 billion price tag has delivered facilities generally praised by athletes and spectators. But what about the people who live here? Early skepticism appears to have been largely replaced by pride.
I was very disappointed when we found out the Olympic Games would be in Sochi, because it caused so many problems for local people. But now, everything is finished. We are very happy and proud of our country.
Sochi has improved very much. This place here used to be a road. Now it's a park, and I can walk my dog here. I am very happy.
Sochi residents point to new road and rail projects. But the spruce-up and construction have had an environmental cost. Many complain of waste being dumped in the countryside. Vladimir Kimaev is from the Northern Caucasus Environmental Watch.
It is a very distressing situation for the residents of local villages because they are situated close to the waste dumps. There is construction waste and also municipal waste, the whole range of garbage produced in Sochi.
Villages in the mountains behind Sochi have been transformed for the snow events. The new train puts the coast within 40 minutes. Eduard Baturi lives in a small house in Krasna Polyana.
Before, everyone had chickens and pigs. Many people had cows, and we lived a village life. Now, because of the Olympics, all of this is gone, and it's very hard for us to adapt.
But Baturin has been won over by the Olympic spirit.
Because we are holding the Olympics, and we hold the events here, I'm overfilled with pride. That is what I would say.
Russian organizers say the huge cost of the Games will be repaid by the millions of tourists they predict will come to visit Sochi after the Games are finished.
But there are doubts about whether visitors will arrive in such big numbers. A report by the credit rating agency Moody's warns that the high cost of the event and other negative publicity will limit the post-Olympic benefit to Sochi. For now, people in Sochi appear proud to have the eyes of the world on their once quiet seaside city. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Sochi.